Thanks, Wanda. A settlement related to allegations of lending abuse during the housing crisis may send over $500 million to homeowners in Florida. That's about 40% of a nationwide settlement reached with SunTrust Mortgage. Joseph Smith Jr. will be making sure the company follows through on the settlement.
What it requires is that they review submissions by borrowers, promptly tell the borrowers what, if anything, is missing from the packages they submit to try to get their loans modified, and then respond promptly, either yes or no.
Smith has the power to impose penalties up to $1 million per violation. The settlement first needs to be approved by a federal judge, and if that goes through, SunTrust will then contact eligible homeowners. Miami-Dade officials are having meetings across the county to discuss a proposal to move some libraries into public parks. Residents will vote on the proposal in a referendum on November's ballot. As WLRN intern Constanza Gallardo reports, the county wants to educate residents about the measure now.
Small branch libraries lease space from private entities. If the proposal passes, some of those would be closed and reopened in existing park facilities. The idea came from Commissioner Esteban Bobo. He says it would save the county money. His legislative director, Alex Annunciato, attended one of the town hall meetings at the North Dade Regional Library in Miami Lakes.
Although there will be maintenance costs that are assessed by the Parks Department, we believe that it'll be less than what we're going to be paying in private rent.
But Barbara Falsi has some concerns. She's the director of the Urban Environment League, an organization that advocates for environmentally responsible development.
Parks are public spaces that serve all residents and visitors for recreation, for leisure, for adventure, and for family time.
Falsi thinks it will create conflict for both places.
But I just don't think it's fair to libraries or to parks to try and sort of smash two programs into one site.
Two parks where libraries could open are Tamiami Park and Norman and Jean Reach Park. The proposal would need the approval of 2/3 of voters to pass. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
Florida is going to launch a pilot program to help foster children drive. Governor Rick Scott signed a bill on Thursday that sets up a 3-year program to help pay the cost of driver's education, auto insurance, and licensing for eligible foster kids. The state has set aside $800,000 for the Department of Children and Families to set up the program. The state found that only about 2% of foster children leaving state care had a driver's license. That's because they didn't have a parent to put them on their car insurance. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre. Now back to Wanda Miles.